Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 34 at 20,810. Yeah, it's another record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. This is just getting out of hand. No, I can't explain it. Dow Jones Industrial set another record high close, 10th in a row. It's ridiculous. Whenever there is a record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we have a celebration here at the Money Radio Megaplex. The Money Radio Symphonic Orchestra plays the celebratory theme. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. Lately, we've had the staff from 1580 AM, The Fanatic, the new sports station here in the Valley. They've been joining in, but apparently they think this is just too crazy. Or maybe they're busy dealing with NBA trade deadlines, I don't know. But, and for that matter, the Money Radio staff doesn't seem particularly enthused about the 10th straight record high for the Dow Industrial Average either. We have Wesley in the other room there, James, of course, with his Green Bay Packer uniform, Renee, Doreen is out, I know, so no candles again, sure. Normally, this started years ago back in the 90s when we were hitting record highs back then, and we had a celebration, and people would light candles, there would be a march down the hallways, and we would celebrate with milk and cookies, which we've been doing now for 10 straight sessions. The sugar high is getting a bit ridiculous. All I can say is count your clean pants and shirts. You might find them important to have with you in the event you have to make a quick exit. Go ahead, gang. There's some cookies down there in the break room. Help yourself. Milk and cookies, because that's how we celebrate. Craziness. Dow Industrials hit its 10th record in a row. That's the longest run of record closes since 1987. Not counting record closes, the last time the Dow logged 10 gains for 10 straight sessions was March 2013. The S&P 500 finished up just a fraction of a point and just short of Tuesday's closing record of 2365, finished at 2362 today. The benchmark index set an intraday record of 2,368 before retreating. NASDAQ composite down 25 at 5,835. Russell 2000 small and mid-caps down 9 at 1,394. Yield on the 10-year Treasury down 3 basis points at 2.39%. Oil up 77 cents at $54.36 per barrel. And gold up $12.10 at $1,250.30 per ounce. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said today that he has asked his staff to explore having the U.S. government issue debt maturities as long as 50 years or maybe even 100 years. In an interview on CNBC, Mnuchin said he was not ready to make a formal announcement of a 50-year or 100-year bond. Mnuchin repeated that it was the Trump administration's goal to have Congress complete work on a tax reform package by August. Trump has promised a phenomenal tax plan by early March to cut business taxes. Paying for that phenomenal tax plan could require an equally phenomenal rate of economic growth that experts, including the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, say may not be possible. Mnuchin said the administration is aiming for a 3% or higher annual growth rate, but said it may take a couple of years, probably 2018, before we see an engine of growth from tax reform and regulatory relief. Mnuchin says the Treasury has no plans at this time to label China a currency manipulator. Later in the day, Trump called China a grand champion of currency manipulation. Mnuchin also agreed with the sentiment that the stock market is a report card for how the Trump administration is doing. Absolutely, he said, it's a mark-to-market business. And in the first month, the administration would have to get a grade of A or even A+. Of course, it still has a long way to go to match the 17.4% annual gain sported by the Clinton administration, and Mnuchin should be wise enough to realize the market is fickle. Axios reported that President Trump's infrastructure plans may be pushed back until 2018. Axios, citing Republican sources, said that putting off any consideration of these plans would give lawmakers on Capitol Hill more breathing room to deal with a legislative calendar that already includes a Supreme Court nomination, tax reform, and repealing Obamacare. Several construction stocks did not fare well today. Shares of Floor, Eagle Materials, Quanta Services, and Vulcan Materials all dropped at least 1.5%. U.S. steel stock dropped more than 7%. Justice Department has rescinded a memo issued by the Obama administration that phased out the use of private contractors to run federal prisons. The president met today with company executives to discuss how to create jobs, which is nothing unusual, except that five of those companies are laying off thousands of workers as they shift production abroad. Those companies include General Electric, Caterpillar, 3M, United Technologies, and Dana. The big ideas from the execs was to cut the business tax rate. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose slightly more than expected last week, but the four-week average of claims fell to its lowest levels since 1973. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits increased 6,000 to a seasonally adjusted 244,000 for the week ended February 18th. The four-week moving average of claims, which smooths out week-to-week volatility, fell by 4,000 to 241,000 last week. The American Petroleum Institute reported an 884,000-barrel decline in U.S. crude supplies last week, a 893,000-barrel decline in gasoline stocks, and a 4.2-million-barrel decrease in distillate inventories. Official inventory data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration shows a build of 600,000 barrels, but that was less than expected. Last week, EIA's report put crude stockpiles at a record high of 518.1 million barrels, and this week's figures were for a total inventory size of 518.7 million barrels, which is still above seasonal limits. Oil producers in and outside of OPEC have largely kept their promise to reduce collective output by 1.8 million barrels a day starting in January to tackle a global supply glut. However, a steady increase in U.S. crude production and inventories is stoking concerns that global supply remains bloated despite these cuts. The U.S. is expected to become a net exporter of natural gas on an average annual basis by 2018. That, according to a recently released annual Energy Outlook update from the Energy Information Administration, the transition to net exporter is driven by declining pipeline imports, growing pipeline exports, and increasing exports of liquefied natural gas, LNG. The U.S. is also projected to become a net exporter of total energy in the 2020s, in large part because of increasing natural gas exports. Low energy prices during 2016 forced ExxonMobil to lower its estimate of proved oil and gas reserves. The company had to shave off nearly 15% or 3.3 billion barrels of oil equivalent of untapped crude. It comes a day after ConocoPhillips debooked more than a billion barrels of its oil sands bitumen reserves, citing weak global energy prices. Wind plant manufacturing is the fastest-growing job sector in the U.S. economy, and this employment has been concentrated in the Rust Belt states, pivotal in swinging the presidential election. Similarly, domestic solar companies are growing 12 times faster than than the overall job creation rate in the U.S. economy. In total, renewable energy sector employment in the U.S. grew 6% in 2016 to 769,000 jobs, while employment in gas, coal, and oil exploration and extraction combined fell 18% to 375,000 jobs. European budget air carrier Norwegian Air Shuttle said it would begin flying single-aisle planes nonstop from the U.S. to Europe starting in June. The initial flights will connect Edinburgh, Scotland, to Stewart International Airport in New York, Green Airport in Providence, Rhode Island, and Bradley International near Hartford, Connecticut. The airline promising fares as low as $65. McDonald's diners will soon be able to quench their thirst for as little as a dollar. Starting in April, soft drinks any size cost a buck, while McCafe specialty drinks will sell for $2. McDonald's has been looking for ways to boost profit and sales, making its breakfast items available all day, recently rolling out a smaller and jumbo-sized version of its Big Mac. Jack in the Box missed estimates by 7 cents with adjusted quarterly profit of $1.18 per share, and the restaurant chain's revenue fell short of forecast as well. Model 3 electric sedan remains on schedule and will reach production of about 5,000 units per week by the end of the year. Tesla reported a wider-than-expected loss of 69 cents per share compared with the consensus estimate of 43-cent loss. They're burning through cash. CEO Elon Musk also announced he'll likely seek more capital from investors. Carlos Ghosn, longtime CEO of Nissan, who saved the automaker from near collapse, leaving his post to oversee Nissan's alliances with Renault and Mitsubishi Motors. Square lost 4 cents per share for its latest quarter, smaller than the 9 cents forecast by analysts. NVIDIA shares closed down 9.3% after a round of bearish analyst comments. Shares of HP Inc. up 8.6% after quarterly results topped estimates. Shares of First Solar led S&P 500 gainers up 11%. L Brand sank 16% after the Victoria's Secret parent late Wednesday issued weaker-than-forecast guidance for 2017. Oh, and the Powerball lottery jackpot that reached $435 million last night. Winning ticket was sold in Indiana. Yeah, for the rest of us, it's back to work. Dow Industrials up 34 at 20,810, a record high. S&P 500 up a fraction at 2,362. NASDAQ down 25 at 5,835. The daily blog, eatthebankers.com.